nombre ni siquiera la malaria. Quiero que mi nombre sea mi carta de presentación. Ni mi presencia es necesaria. Eso todos los días para tener su protección. Camino con Dios, Él domina todas las áreas. Quiero que mami tenga lo que no he podido conseguir. Por eso estoy aquí para cumplir su sueño. Hace todo el mundo hasta que se canse de construir. Que se mude si no le gusta el diseño.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Kim Gordon has been beloved in rock circles for decades as a member of Sonic Youth and for her own solo music. But at the beginning of this year, she also became a TikTok celebrity for a whole new generation with this song.
Buy suitcase pants to the cleaner, cigarettes for Keller.
That's Bye Bye from Kim's latest album, The Collective. That song has been used hundreds of times on TikTok, where it's been declared an absolute banger. So what does Kim think of this newfound social media fame?
I'm not going to think about that too much because that's going to be gone in like 5 minutes.
What's more important to Kim is the art. Coming up, she talks about making The Collective and working with producer Justin Raisin.
Whenever you're collaborating with somebody who you know and like, or you have a shared sensibility with, it gives you the confidence to go further than you would if you were just on your own.
Kim Gordon, today. I'm Rena Duris. This is World Cafe. Before we get to my conversation with Kim, here's The Breeders' Divine Hammer.
Made.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. One of the things that makes Kim Gordon so interesting is that it never seems like she's trying to impress you. In fact, throughout her career, she's made music and art that seem designed to challenge you. Kim was a founding member of alternative rock band Sonic Youth in 1981, and with them released 15 albums before disbanding in 2014. And much of the music they made could be described as aggressive, loud, strange, avant-garde, or noisy. They were also massively influential, with their unusual tunings and distorted guitars pushing the boundaries of rock music at the time. On Kim Gordon's third solo album, The Collective, she's still focused on the distortion and disintegration of sound, creating intense and sometimes dystopian tracks with the help of her producer, Justin Raisin. And, just like in the past, her unconventional approach has attracted fans. This time on TikTok, where her song Bye Bye went viral and introduced her to a new generation of music lovers. Coming up in our conversation today, Kim Gordon talks about how collaborating with the right person takes you in exciting artistic directions, about how her visual art melds with her music, and about what it's like to become TikTok famous at the age of 70. That interview is coming up, but first, here's a bit of the track Dream Dollar from Kim Gordon's new album, The Collective. Solo album, The Collective. That was Kim Gordon with Dream Dollar. I'm Raina Duris. You're listening to The World Cafe. Kim Gordon is my guest today. Kim, welcome to The World Cafe.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. I love this record. It's your second album you've made with producer Justin Raisin. You connected with him. Yeah, you connected.
It's actually my third solo record, but the first one was years ago, and it was on SYR, which is Sonic Youth's label, more experimental music.
Right, right. And so this is the second one in this sort of era, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. And
Justin is somebody that you connected with in a sort of a chance way through his brother, who you were sitting next to at a restaurant. How do you go from sitting beside someone at a meal to making two albums with his brother?
Well, it was actually kind of a long process to actually start recording, but Justin DM'd me and he started sending me songs. He was working with this artist Lawrence Rothman, and they were having different people come in and sing on different things, and I finally, there was something he sent me that I felt like I could do something with. He kind of took leftover parts and put a trashy drum beat to it and sent it back to me, and I was pleasantly surprised that he kind of got my sensibility. So I went back and I did some more vocals and put guitars on it. That became Murdered Out. And then maybe 6 months later, we actually started recording. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the relationship between a collaborator, like a great producer and an artist, it's such an interesting one because you're in such a vulnerable place when you're creating things. How has working with Justin pushed you in artistic directions you may otherwise not have gone?
Well, he's very, he's super supportive. Like, he's very enthusiastic. He's very open. He likes working with me because he has a lot more freedom, because I am also very kind of unconventional, I suppose. And I'm not interested in making like a pop hit or something.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun for him to experiment too. Whenever you're collaborating with somebody who you know and like, or you have a shared sensibility with, you can always, it gives you the confidence to go further than you would if you were just on your own. You know, you end up making something that neither of you probably would have made on your own.
Yeah.
I've collaborated with artist friends of mine, or one artist in particular, who a visual artist. And it's always fun. And I can't just collaborate with anybody, you know, but it's when you have the right person, it's really fun.
Listening to this album, and I mean this as a compliment, even though it doesn't sound like it's not like a pleasant experience right away or anything like that. And I think mm-hmm. that's a good thing. Like, it doesn't feel like, oh, I'm going to put this on at a dinner party. It is like a chaotic feeling, sometimes overwhelming right. feeling that you've created. I want to talk about the song, The Candy House. Before I knew that you were inspired by a book called The Candy House, when I heard the line, I won't join the collective, but I want to see you, it made me think about technology, made me think about how mm-hmm. I sometimes feel like I want to quit social media. And then I think, oh, but then how will I see my friends? How will I talk to my family? How will I be a part of the world? What is your personal relationship to technology like?
It's fairly like norm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, I'm on Instagram. I don't really do too much on Twitter anymore. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of a way to kind of just stay in touch with people, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Kim Gordon today. Her new album is called The Collective. For folks who haven't read the book, The Candy House by Jennifer Egan, could you give us the broad strokes of that story?
Sure. Oh, before that, I just want to say, in reference to what you just said about sure. it not being a record you want to put out at a dinner party, I actually think of it as kind of a dance record. So maybe you wouldn't put it on at a dinner party, but you
after.
Could put it on at a dance party.
You can put it on after dinner is out of the way and everybody wants to hang out and dance. That actually yeah. is a great point. Did you want to make something that you could dance to?
No, I didn't really think about it, but yeah. I just brought that up because when we had a little like listening party or release party, and people were talking so loud you couldn't really hear the music. But then when people started leaving, the band and I turned up the music, and other people were there, and we just danced to it. And I thought, oh my god, it's kind of like a dance, but I hadn't really thought of it till then.
Yeah. I do want to play The Candy House. I want to give people more music to listen to. But I want to give some context first. So, yeah, just give us the broad strokes of The Candy House and tell us why it sparked your imagination.
Each chapter is told from a different point of view, and it's a bunch of people who kind of sort of have some relation to each other. And it's this, where this man steals someone's research about algorithms that lead people to do what you want them to do, which is not actually that far removed from where we are. But he makes this device, I think it's called the Mandala or something. It's kind of like an app. You send away for it and you can access anyone's experiences or memories from the past or any time through this device. But in order to do that, you have to upload your own memories.
Right.
So thus you become part of the collection or the collective.
And why was that a concept that was so salient for you?
I don't know. I just thought it was cool.
I mean, fair enough.
No, I don't know. No, because it's very kind of near future. And I sort of feel like the record has a little dystopian or sci-fi vibe about it in some way. And, you know, there's just, yeah, such a pressure to join and be a part and, you know, and feel cemented with other people. You know, religion is like that. People go to church so they feel part of the community. Mm. I've never been someone, I've never been a joiner. So, I don't know, it appealed to me in a way of like, just, you know, when something seems like it's a great thing, I'm immediately skeptical.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's listen to the song. We'll come back and talk some more in a second. This is The Candy House, Kim Gordon, on the World Cafe. On World Cafe, you just heard Kim Gordon with The Candy House from her new album, The Collective. I'm Raina Duris. You also have a painting, Kim, called The Collective that you exhibited before putting out this album. And it explores the same sorts of themes as the song does. It's got brushstrokes of pink, blue, and red, and has outlines of phones cut out in it. And it's kind of strange because when you look at the piece, it's not like it explicitly says on it, these are phones. But the rounded rectangle, it's immediately recognizable. My brain is just like, that's a phone. I know exactly what that is, which is which is a really interesting thing. And it kind of like messes with you a little when you think about that. And you're like, oh, that rectangle just means this now. At what point when you were thinking about this stuff, did you decide that you also wanted to make an album around it? Were you doing them simultaneously?
Well, the album I actually finished like almost a year ago, you know, the end of April. So, I mean, I guess it was sort of floating around in my mind, but I really didn't think about it when I started cutting out iPhone shapes on the canvas. And then it was just as an afterthought. I said, oh, maybe I'll just call it The Collective or something.
I know you said that you tried to keep your visual art and your music separate for a long time, and there were kind of two different versions of you, or two different worlds that you were in. Why was that something you wanted to do?
Well, it was just difficult to figure out a way, for one thing, to merge the two. You know, this kind of art making is more cerebral for me, or conceptual, and music is more visceral.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm speaking with Kim Gordon on World Cafe today. Her new album's called The Collective. We're going to hear another song called Psychedelic Orgasm next, which has lyrics about the LA art scene, other things also that people might associate with LA, like smoothies and expensive grocery stores. You spent some of your childhood in LA. You went to art school in LA. Then you moved to New York. And now you're back in LA after many decades away. Could you tell us about writing this song?
Well, it was just, you know, it's very observational, I guess. You know, going down Sunset, going to Air One, overpriced
$20 potato.
which I refused to join. It would be cheaper if I did. But it was also kind of like LA just is reflects in a more exaggerated version of what's happening in the country in terms of, you know, inflation or, and people, you know, people leave California, they move to somewhere else. And, you know, people are actually in, you know, Ohio or whatever, are making nice coffee shops because they want people from these cities to move there and have their smoothies and, you know, customized coffee, whatever. So it's not just about LA, but, and then people are always asking me, like, what's the art scene like in LA? And so I was just kind of thought it would be funny to throw those lyrics in, like LA, what I really meant was like, LA is an art scene, you know, like it's kind of, to me, such a visually fun city to drive around and look at stuff. Even though people will say, oh, it's so ugly, but it's actually kind of interesting. Like, you can just read all kinds of, you know, design codes and, I don't know, just
I agree
the contrast between different things.
Yeah.
And then there's also the layers of, like, you know, we've all grown up looking at movies shot in LA and, that's kind of imprinted people's ideas about what LA and California is.
Well, let's listen to Psychedelic Orgasm. It's Kim Gordon on World Cafe.
Going to the store, gonna cook it up, pass out the kids, TikTok. Wish I knew they were cooking. They were cooking up. Wish I knew what. Wish I knew what. Picking up potatoes. $20 each. Picking up potatoes. LA, LA is. Getting caffeinated. People lining up. Drive-by situation. Route 68.
Psychedelic Orgasm from Kim Gordon. That's on her new album, The Collective. On World Cafe, I'm Raina Duras. In that song, you have a lyric, passing all the kids, TikToking around, sipping on the smoothies, wish I knew what they were cooking up. And it is funny listening to that line because you yourself became a TikTok sensation thanks to the song Bye Bye, which was the lead single from the album. There are hundreds of videos of people using a clip of the song on TikTok. What was your reaction when you first found out that Bye Bye was getting discovered by kids on TikTok?
I don't know. I guess I really didn't believe it.
Really?
Yeah. Justin would send me clips and then, I don't know, I'm just kind of like, well, I'm not going to think about that too much because that's going to be gone in like 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be onto something else, you know? Like Taylor Swift is the new record and coming out, whatever, you know. So, but I did meet and do an interview with the Daft Hunks, who are very adorable. And they were kind of the first ones, I think, that sort of, yeah, started kind of promoting the song and giggling along with it. That's so cute. And then I discovered, oh, doing TikTok interviews is great because they're like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they did a reaction video, I think. That was the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I also saw a lot of young people on TikTok saying, oh, you made a banger at 70 years old, saying things like, Kim Gordon cured my fear of aging or stopped me from worrying that I'm too old to make music. And I don't know. I thought that was a very nice thing to see, because so much of what you see on social media is like people trying to look young forever. How does it feel to hear or read things like that?
Well, it's nice that they think a 70-year-old woman can be cool, because usually 70-year-old men and older are just, that's normal for them to be seen as cool. You know, Leonard Cohen or Neil Young or even Bob Dylan, you know, whatever. But so there is just a bit of like sexism and ageism there. But, you know, those people actually, they don't know anything about me. So, you know, it's just kind of, it's surprising to them.
Yeah. Yeah. In a way, all those comments, it's kind of sad because people are just not used to seeing or hearing about that.
Yeah. I mean, there are women, you know, like, to be fair, it's like, you know, there are plenty of women who are over a certain age who are just still working, you know, like, and people think they're cool, you know, Dolly Parton or, you know, Lucinda Williams. But in general, it just seems like there's a certain, I don't know, you know, just reverence for older men, but there isn't for women as much.
Do you think that's changing?
Well, I don't care. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Ultimately, it's not like, I don't really care.
I'm speaking with Kim Gordon. This is World Cafe. The lyrics of Bye Bye are you making a packing list. And it's this kind of mundane, everyday thing that people do. But then when you put it with the beat in the song, it makes the packing list feel like weirdly profound. And you do that a few times on the album. I mean, there's lyrics about like bowling trophies or the song Shelf Warmer, where you get a gift that you don't really want. Why is that contrast between the mundane and the intense something that you're so drawn to?
I don't know. I mean, I think it works on Bye Bye, just the contrast. But I also, like, when I have to go away, which is, you'd think I'd be used to it, but I do start in my head thinking about what I have to do. And there's a small part of anxiety, but also it just starts organizing my brain in a certain way. And I don't know. I feel like you could make a song out of anything. And it's kind of a challenge in a certain way. And imbue it with some emotion and without being overtly emotive or sentimental.
I think it's a fitting song to end the interview with. So we're going to listen to Bye Bye. This is Kim Gordon on World Cafe.
Milk thistle, calcium, high-rise bootcut, Advil, black jeans, cardigan, purse, passport, pajamas, silk. Hoodie, toothpaste, brush, foundation, contact solution, mascara, lip mask, eye mask, earplugs, travel shampoo, conditioner, eyeliner, demo floss, money for the cleaners. Pills, sneakers, boots, black dress, white tee, turtleneck, iBook, power cord, medications, button down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Bella Freud, YSL, Eckhouse, Lotta, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser, bye bye.
Kim Gordon, Bye Bye, from her new album, The Collective. Kim Gordon's been my guest today. Kim, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. The Marías will drop Submarine. Willie Nelson is releasing his 75th studio album, The Border. Gravity Stairs from Crowded House will come out. REM's Fables of the Reconstruction will see its vinyl reissue. The Crooked Boy EP from Ringo Starr will be available on black vinyl and CD formats. Check out Ringo Starr's conversation with Nick Harcourt about the new EP at thesocalsound.org. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday, 6 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. Kim Gordon was my guest before the break. I'm Raina Duris. Last year, Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs was asked about how she thinks about her own future making music and how she sees her career going. And she said, and I quote, "Seeing Kim Gordon on stage gets me most excited these days. And I definitely like to be like her, to have that longevity and keep doing what I love and having zero F's. She makes me feel most alive." Here's Karen O with Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Maps.
Say, 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 say I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal, don't be so sensitive. We're not playing a game anymore, you don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in my clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, boys cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind is body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways.
That's Fiona Apple with Sleep to Dream. More music after the break here on World Cafe.
You are the public in public radio. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets for Kaleo at the Wiltern on June 21st. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Kaleo, the Wiltern, June 21st.
We're down, we won't go, 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 go. We're down, we won't go. So we're down, we go.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has your chance to see Catfish and the Bottlemen at the Belasco on October 7th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Catfish and the Bottlemen, the Belasco, October 7th.
Hi, I'm Elton John. If you share my vision of a world where everyone is treated with love, respect, and dignity, join me. Learn more about the Rocket Fund at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram. Thank you.
Hey, this is Pete Yorn. Support public radio in Southern California by purchasing a ticket to BeneFest 2024, Saturday, June 15th at the Alex Theater with myself, Jade Bird, Cayucas, and Gems. Tickets are available now at thesocalsound.org.
Hey everybody, it's Cliff Beach from Deeper Grooves, and we're turning up the heat like never before on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. We're going to unearth the hidden gems of soul, funk, jazz, R&B, blues, and more. From B-sides to rare treats, we've got the beats that'll move your feet. Join us every Saturday, 10 p.m. for a musical adventure that'll have you dancing and discovering the best-kept secrets of the sound waves. This is Cliff Beach's Deeper Grooves, only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina. My guest earlier this hour was Kim Gordon, who you might also know from Sonic Youth. Back in 2015, she released a memoir called Girl in a Band. So the rest of this hour, you're hearing girls in bands. This one is on tour playing Montana tonight and tomorrow. They are called Wednesday with Quarry.
The rain rotted house on the dead end of Bay Tree. Was a front for a mob thing.